Okay, Acts 20. Acts chapter 20. Two more stops. Acts 20. So I don't see a lot of this in the epistles. Well, you will when we get there, but what you're reading about in the Gospels and in Acts is God dealing with lost people. And when God deals with lost people, he gives them the gospel and says, not so fast. Repent. Don't run in here with that junk. You got to drop those statues, and you got to drop those prayer rugs, and you got to drop that yoga, meditation, Buddhism stuff, and you got to drop all that Shinto deity, and you're not bringing that in here. It's Jesus and Jesus only. Yoga? Did he say yoga? Yeah, it's religion. Not tonight. Acts 20, verse 20. This is Paul. He said, "How I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both the Jews and also the Greeks, repentance toward God, comma, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." Repentance is not faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ is not repentance. But everywhere Paul went, he preached both. To Jew, to Gentile, to everybody, repent, and then put your faith in Jesus Christ. Tell God you're sorry. Show God you're sorry. Prove to God you're sorry. Tell God you're wrong. Abandon your false beliefs. Amen. Come to Jesus and he'll save you. That's what it says. You know, reason people... Because I don't know if that person got saved or not. You know why it's hard to know if people get saved or not anymore? Because we have given them this option of salvation without repentance. You don't see a changed life because no changed life was expected. No changed life was required. Look, you can stop drinking, stop cussing, stop chasing women, stop chasing men, stop chasing both. You can quit all that stuff and die and go to hell. Repentance is not the gospel. But you're not going to come to God without any sorrow, any guilt, any acknowledgement, any desire to do something about your sin. You're not going to get saved on those terms. Those are man's terms. They're not God's terms. All right, Acts 26, verse, this is Paul giving his testimony. And he said, Jesus appeared to me, verse 15, I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light." So you're blind, now you see. Something's changed. You're in the darkness, now you're in the light. Something's changed. From the power of Satan unto God, something's changed. That they may receive forgiveness of sins. Every single time, forgiveness of sins stands on the other side of repentance. Amen. And inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Well, I don't know if you'd call that repentance. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient in the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Now, do you know what opening their eyes and turning from darkness to life and turning from Satan to God. You know what that's called by Paul? Repentance. Amen. Now, you know why there's not much preaching on repentance? Verse 21. For these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. People don't mind you telling them they can go to heaven in 30 seconds. What they mind is you telling them their religion is wrong and will take them to hell. So we just figure out a way to pretend we're preaching the gospel without saying the things that would make lost people want to put us in prison. But it's not biblical. You can be nice, you can be kind, you can be polite, you can be gracious, and you should be. John the Baptist, Jesus, the 12, the disciples, death, burial, resurrection, Jesus Christ after his resurrection, the apostles after the resurrection, Peter and Paul, it's all there start to finish. Before Calvary, repent and believe. After Calvary, Christ died, rose again, repent and believe. That's what it says. That's what it says.